In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, by the successive emissaries, by the raging hurricanes, by the sweeping spreaders, by the decisive separators, by the inspirers of remembrance, to excuse or to warn. Indeed, what you are promised will surely befall. So when the stars are blotted out, and when the sky is split, and when the mountains are scattered like dust, and when the time is set for the apostles to witness, for what day has all that been set to occur? For the day of judgment. And what will show you what is the day of judgment? Woe to the deniers on that day. Did we not destroy the ancients, and then made the latter ones follow them? That is how we deal with the guilty. Woe to the deniers on that day. Have we not created you from a base fluid, and then lodged it in a secure abode, until a known span of time? Then we designed, so how excellent designers we are. Woe to the deniers on that day. Have we not made the earth a receptacle for the living and the dead, and set in it lofty and firm mountains, and given you agreeable water to drink? Woe to the deniers on that day. They will be told, get off toward what you used to deny. Get off toward the triple-forked shadow, which is neither shady nor is of any avail against the flame. Indeed, it throws up sparks huge like palaces, bright as if they were yellow camels. Woe to the deniers on that day. This is a day wherein they will not speak, nor will they be permitted to offer excuses. Woe to the deniers on that day. This is the day of judgment. We have brought together you and the ancients. If you have any stratagems left, try out your stratagems against me. Woe to the deniers on that day. Indeed, the god wary will be amid shades and springs, and fruits such as they desire. They will be told, enjoy your food and drink as a reward for what you used to do. Thus indeed do we reward the virtuous. Woe to the deniers on that day. Eat and enjoy a little. You are indeed guilty. Woe to the deniers on that day. When they are told, bow down, they do not bow down. Woe to the deniers on that day. So what discourse will they believe after this?